This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
The eyes to the right, 202. The nose to the left, 432. Wow.
While we trudge through the slog of a government shutdown, Great Britain and the European Union are in the midst of a slow-motion train wreck.
Stunning loss for British Prime Minister Theresa May as the Parliament strikes down her Brexit plans.
Theresa May has just won a no-confidence vote in Parliament.
She says that could mean the end of the increasingly controversial divorce.
The UK will split from the EU on March 29th, and there's still no plan for how. No plan for borders, no plan for trade, no plan for taxation, because the public said no to Europe and Parliament said absolutely not to Theresa May's plan for the exit. And as though living through the uncertainty wasn't enough, this month Brits got to watch a TV movie, Brexit, re-examining the 2016 referendum.
In a different branch of history, I was never here. Some of you voted differently, and this never happened. But I was. And it did.
Benedict Cumberbatch plays Dominic Cummings, the strategist behind the Vote Leave campaign. Cummings used Facebook data from such dodgy purveyors as Cambridge Analytica to target voters, and it was he who came up with the campaign's cunningly effective slogan, Take Back Control.
Everyone knows who won. But not everyone knows how.
In Britain, the conversation around the film, even before it aired there on Channel 4 earlier this month, was how soon is too soon to explore a story that's still unfolding, and how much fiction is permissible and healthy about history still in the making. For instance, the real Cummings refused last summer to appear before Parliament. He's shown in the film, apparently years in the future, testifying. Will Brits think that he has been held accountable? Brexit is set to air on HBO stateside for the first time on Saturday, January 19th. Playwright James Graham is the screenwriter. He decided that instead of focusing on well-known Brexit figures like Theresa May or Boris Johnson, the film would follow Cummings and the director of the Remain campaign, Craig Oliver.
The bizarre aspect of a referendum campaign is that in front of the camera are all these familiar figures. They go out to sell these ideas and these policies. But in actual fact, they aren't the decision makers. The decision makers are the strategists who are completely unknown, completely unelected, and completely unaccountable, who come up with the policy visions and the ideas and the messaging.
We'll appeal to their hearts, emotional resonance, their hopes, their dreams, their aspirations, their fears, suspicions.
These figures are completely unknown, so it felt right to me to put those center stage.
Cumberbatch brings the same hyper-intense, manic, I don't even know the words, almost hallucinatory quality that he brought to the Sherlock series.
Britain makes a noise, an actual noise. Did you know that? It groans. It's been groaning for some time.
And he's using all this Cambridge Analytica data and other lethal tools of guerrilla war. Was he really the evil genius architect of Brexit? Or is this a bit of artistic exaggeration?
There are two camps. There are the camps who think he's a genius. He felt the mood of a nation and identified long before Brexit and, in fact, long before Donald Trump, this populist anti-establishment anger and mood sweeping across the Western world, and knew how to tap into that to get the results that he wanted. There's then another view, which is that he's an absolute fraud. He's a pseudo-intellectual who has just learned lots of quotes from Greek philosophy and Russian history, but it's all meaningless and empty, and he just got lucky. The fact is, I don't know. I was very lucky, actually, to spend time with Dominic. He's not really given any interviews since the referendum campaign. He hasn't yet appeared before Parliament, even though Parliament has requested his attendance. He didn't want to meet a journalist for some reason. He wanted to meet a playwright. So some of the ideas and the arguments that the Benedict character posits in this movie are the first time that an audience would have heard those. But I don't think the film comes down either side. I think you, the audience, should decide whether or not he's gifted or he's a fraud.
You mentioned Cummings' refusal to testify before Parliament. The film opens with Cummings testifying before Parliament. I gather this is imagined at some time in the future.
Its primary purpose is to investigate the use of our personal data in political campaigns and the way in which it is rapidly altering democratic...
What's going on there?
I don't mind admitting that some people have disagreed with us on this, because there's a danger that you are implying that he has testified and actually he resolutely hasn't done that, and it's important not to get that wrong. You will notice at the beginning of the film, there is a character called Elizabeth Denham who's questioning him, and she's the information commissioner. And she references the fact that the referendum was 4 years ago.
This inquiry was established by the information commissioner's office following revelations concerning the European referendum 4 years ago in 2016.
And that's our subtle way, I suppose, of signposting that this is set possibly around 2020, 2021. Drama can hold these people to account and ask them questions and also put their arguments before the public in a way that yet hasn't been satisfied.
Carol Cadwalader, who is an investigative reporter for The Guardian and has been reporting on Cambridge Analytica's role in the Brexit campaign, she says that the movie, quote, whitewashes the deeply serious criminal offenses we know were committed. And she accuses HBO of, quote, literally interfering with the criminal justice system. How plead you on that?
To be honest, everybody has their own version of what they think the Brexit film should be. Some people think I focus too much on Cambridge Analytica and the data. Some people, including Carol, nowhere near enough. I retweeted all of Carol's objections to the film because I want to create a debate. We don't mislead. We absolutely reference the criminality that was accused, acknowledge that they were found guilty of overspending and that Facebook were charged a record fine for their misuse of data. These things are there. But for me, it was important to not get necessarily hung up on things that, one, would either completely isolate a Leave voting audience, and two, the point wasn't to operate a checklist of accusations towards a particular side of the referendum. I was more interested in the universal themes of what did that referendum say about us? Who are we now? Can truth exist in a world of lies? Can we ever be objective about our politics and evidence-based truths ever again? And that might sound very playwrighty, but I had to aim for something slightly more poetic and larger than some of those very specifics.
Do you believe that it was Cummings or whoever had been running the operation would have achieved approximately the same result?
Yeah, that's really interesting. And I'm aware that throughout history, playwrights in particular have romanticized the potential influence of the individual, because that's what makes good drama, that a single person can change the course of a nation's destiny. If you want my personal view, I think that, of course, individual people can make a difference. And of course, campaigns can make a difference. Otherwise, why else do we have election? But I do believe that Dominic Cummings as an individual did possibly increase enough voter turnout to affect what was a very narrow win for that campaign, particularly through the phrase that they discovered, the slogan for the Leave campaign, which was take back control.
To take something back means it was, is rightfully yours, taken from you. So much of our understanding of who we are comes from this nostalgic view we have of our past.
It may be your job, it may be your money, it may be yourself, a sense of national identity. Everybody could pour into that empty box of a slogan the anger that they had and they just created a whole constituency that nobody knew existed.
There is an extraordinary scene. It's a focus group staged by the Remain camp, but is composed of people who are likely leavers and remainers, who wind up screaming at one another, making accusations of racism and more.
The past few years have been awful!
That's right, so let's make
it. If you must know,
that will solve
the problem. And all I hear all the time is, shut up, don't talk about it, don't mention it, ever. Well, I'm sick of it! I'm sick of feeling like nothing! Like I have nothing! Like I know nothing! Like I am nothing! I'm sick of it!
We forget now, because the campaign was so dramatic, a member of parliament was assassinated by somebody who screamed, put Britain first, put Britain first. So something was unleashed by the asking of this question, and it was a devastating failure of our nation, from politicians to normal people, to be able to answer it in a reasonable and considered way.
As the UK tries to figure out what to do next, will your movie be at risk of being too reductive or too influential at a very, very sensitive time?
So if we can accept that it's journalism's right to, on a daily basis, make suggestions and ask questions and posit theories, why shouldn't art and why shouldn't drama? I think drama has a duty to declare itself as fiction, and I think our film does that in quite a heightened tone and quite a heightened aesthetic. It's quite theatrical. So you know that it's not a journalistic document. It's a character study of what motivated these people. The second point is, we're not claiming this is the definitive version of this story. I'm hoping that there'll be many, many more plays and films that come out over the next decade that continually add and contribute to this conversation.
James, many thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you.
James Graham is the screenwriter of Brexit. The film airs on HBO at 9 Eastern on Saturday, January 19th.